This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I feel very fortunate and very blessed to be with you today, and I'm so thankful that you're on the air with me, that you're listening, and I'm hoping and praying that the Lord reveals to you what it is He wants you to do. And, you know, your part in that is to ask Him. Ask Him to reveal that to you. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things today because my mind works very fast, if you haven't caught on yet to that. And, you know, my thought process is quick, and I go a lot of different directions. But there's a purpose for this, and my heart for being sitting in this studio today, my heart is that your life could be changed by just a simple switch, a simple change in maybe your thinking, or maybe you have so much to be thankful for, because we all do, even when things are tough, we have so many things to be thankful for, and sometimes we lose sight of that just in the hustle and bustle of today. And so I just want you to take a minute to breathe. Breathe in, breathe out, and take a moment to just feel and listen to what God has for you. Today's message is about many things, because this last 2 weeks has been an interesting 2 weeks for me. I've always been asking, I ask people all the time, is that, you know, they say that they like the show, and I always ask the question on what it is they want me to talk about. Is there something that they would like me to address? Or is there something that can be done that can inspire or encourage even more than where we've come today? You know, I really, really, really strive to be better today than I was yesterday. And shouldn't we all do that? Isn't that what Christ wants us to do, is to strive for excellence in anything that we say and do? If you're going to put your hand to anything, don't you want it to be the best it could possibly be? And you don't work for your boss, you work for God. And if we are having that mindset, And that thankfulness and that gratefulness every minute of every day, and asking the Lord to reveal, and having that expectation that He's going to meet us right where we are, and He will. He so will. And sometimes, you know, I can tell you honestly that I don't feel like that sometimes. Sometimes I just feel beat down. Are you there? Or are you one of those on top of the world right now? Wherever you are, be grateful, because the Lord has something to reveal to you. I have been going through so many things in the last 2 weeks, and it's exciting. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on with me, because I think that there's something to be gleaned from other people's life's experiences. And if we can learn from other people's instead of having to learn through every single hard knocks on our own, wouldn't that be a great thing if we can just pay attention? Pay attention and ask the Lord to reveal to you what it is He wants for you. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. If it is your first time listening in, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in. And this is an hour show, so, you know, sit tight. Or if you are in your car and you need to get out of your car, you can do so, and you can still listen if you want to, and I'm hoping you do. And the way you do that is you go inside your house and turn on your computer, go to kkla.com or KPRZ, and you can listen live, stream it from your computer, which is so great that this age, this day and age, that we can do things like this. And if that doesn't work, or if there's something that's said here that you'd like to share in a nice, gentle way, then what I would suggest is asking your friend or your family member or whomever to go on to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com. You can go there and you can listen to podcasts. I didn't even know what podcasts were before I started getting on this radio show. But it's a wonderful thing, because you can listen to things more than once. You can fast forward or go back and, you know, do things that, you know, listening on the radio, you can't do. So it's a great thing. So if you didn't catch that, it's Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And I'm hoping you do that and share this. Also, when you go there, would you do me a favor and connect with me? There is a little thing that comes up on the page and it asks you to give me information about you. Now, you know, that's really great because I want to know who you are. You know, when I'm talking on this microphone in this studio, I have no idea who's listening. I have no idea if anybody is listening. So do me a favor and let me know you're listening. Could you do that, please? And if you have anything you'd like to go over with on this show, or if you know somebody that would like to be on the show, I'm always looking for guests. I'm looking for stories. I'm looking for, you know, information and things that could help other people, because we learn from one another, don't we? I reference a book called Jesus Calling quite often, and I'm going to do it again today. And here we go. I love you for who you are, not for what you do. Isn't that wonderful? So many people out there think that I just need to do more, I need to be more, and then God will love me more. And that's not the truth. He loves us just right where you are right now. And He will work the miracle through you if you just ask Him into your heart and ask Him to just guide you. And you know what? He knows more than you do, and he knows a better plan. He's got the better plan. You know, you might think you do, but you know what? I know. I'm over 50 years, and I can tell you that I've tried it my way, and I've tried it His way, and I can guarantee you His way is much, 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 much better. Many voices vie for control of your mind, especially when you sit in silence. You must learn to discern what is my voice and what is not. Ask my spirit to give you this discernment. Many of my children run around in circles, trying to obey the various voices directing their lives. There results in fragmented, frustrating patterns of living. Do not fall into this trap. Walk closely with me each moment, listening for my directives and enjoying my companionship. Refuse to let other voices tie you up in knots. My sheep know my voice and follow me wherever I lead. On the same page, it says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. That's Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. When He has brought out all His own, He goes on ahead of them, and His sheep follow Him because they know His voice, John 10:4. And His sheep will follow Him. You know, we've been talking for the last couple of weeks about leadership, and we're going to continue on the leadership tone, but we're also going to bring in servanthood and relationships, because the stories that I have following are my stories of things that have happened just over the last 2 weeks, and it's very exciting. And, you know, they incorporate relationships, because everything we do is relational. And servanthood is something that we're called to do. We are all servants, and sometimes people will be serving us, and sometimes we will be serving others. We have to be looking for opportunities all the time to serve. Are you doing that? I'm calling you out. Are you doing that? Because we need to serve one another. You know, Jesus wanted to wash His disciples' feet. Why? Because they were dirty? Probably. But He wanted to show that He wasn't above anything, that He wasn't above them. He wasn't above washing their feet. And we're not above doing that either. So we need to be a servant at heart. And when we do that, you know, you just don't, you can't even imagine how much joy. Well, yes, you can, because you are a servant and you've served. And when you have served, don't you realize, don't you remember the joy that you feel when you give? There's so much more joy in giving than receiving. And it's great to get too. Yes, it is. I agree with you. Gifts are fun, and having people do things for you is just wonderful and marvelous. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit with people that have done that for me lately. It's a wonderful thing. So I'm going to get right into that. You know, 2 weeks ago I did a show, and I have one listener for sure that I know about, because she emailed me afterwards, and I've saved the email. And it's a girlfriend of mine who I met who, lives in San Diego. Her name is Terry Crutchfield, and I don't think she'd mind me saying her name, but, Terry is a very hardworking woman, and she harvests strawberries. Now think about how difficult that must be, but she does this and she loves it. She does it with such hospitality and such a giving spirit that she comes into the dance studio that she belongs to, and she brings strawberries, a whole flat of strawberries. Whenever she comes in, she doesn't come empty-handed. She comes in with strawberries, and everybody looks forward to Terry coming in because she has strawberries, and they're the most amazing, beautiful, wonderful strawberries. But not only does she bring strawberries, but she takes the time to dip some of these strawberries in chocolate, and they're amazing. They are so amazing. So anyway, I've gotten to know this lady over a period of time, and she always asks me questions about the radio show and things that I've said and wanting some clarity and whatnot. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful friendship that has been building. And 2 weeks ago, she emailed me something, and it said, oh my goodness, you never stopped poking and prodding. And I started crying and I couldn't stop crying. And I'm getting this email like 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's when I read my emails, and I'm reading this email and I'm like, cool, I'm glad that it caused a reaction, because that means the Holy Spirit's working. I know that, because that's what happens to me. And I've seen it in many people, is the Holy Spirit moves, and you could cry even if you're not sad. You might be just totally happy, but you still have this movement in the Spirit. It's an emotional movement that happens, and it causes your emotions to change. From wherever you are, you're going to change. And that's where the Holy Spirit's getting a hold of your heart. Because, you know, we think with our head, and our head can be very literal, and it can be very thought. You know, it thinks about thoughts, and it's black and white, and there might be some gray in there. But you know, the heart matters. The heart matters is where real, true change happens. It's not what you think, it's what you feel. It's the emotional part of you that causes something to happen. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever experienced this? I'm sure you have. You know, when you cry, when you laugh, these are emotional things, and they cause something different to happen. And when you want movement to happen, or you want something to change, you've got to get to the heart. That's where it happens. And the Holy Spirit wants to get in your heart. He wants to get right in there. And things happen when that happens. So getting back to Terry is, you know, she had this change in her heart. And, you know, over the week, there was a little bit of conversation and whatnot via email. And then I was part of a women's conference with K-Praise, which is a Salem station down in San Diego. And I was one of the sponsors for this event. And I had a table for Ecola and for my book, Learning to Breathe. And people would come up, women would come up, side note, and it's wonderful, but women would come up and say, I love your show. You know, and you know, it's funny, it's an answer to prayer, because I was asking God, you know, am I really supposed to be on this show? Am I really supposed to be doing this, Lord? Is this really where you want me? And there was confirmation with these women coming up and saying, oh my goodness, you know, things that you say, you're just so real and whatnot. And it was very much a blessing to me, and very relational. And, you know, because there is this microphone and this air and this room, and Roland's sitting across from me and taking care of making sure that everything is working right, you know, you just don't know. And so that was confirmation that, you know, there are some listeners out there, and it was really wonderful for them to come up and say hi and, you know, just encourage me. And it was wonderful. And in this process, I had invited Terry to come to this. She didn't know about it. I emailed her and I said, why don't you meet me? Why don't you come and be my guest at this event? And another lady that I'm working with Home Pros in San Diego, Heather, she works with COGO, and she has this program that I'm part of now. It's Home Pros in San Diego. And I invited her to come, and it was great. And I was blessed so much. Why? Well, because I'm sitting at the high end, you know, not in the middle of everything, and a lot of women are down by the stage and everything, but I decided to sit up because I had a table outside and I had to be close to that. So my two girlfriends that I invited, I said, you know, if you want to go down and just totally involve yourself in this and get immersed, go ahead. And they said, no, we want to be near you. And I went, wow, that's so great. And so they sat next to me and were up there, and I'm watching these women talk, and it was a wonderful thing. And all of a sudden, they asked for us to close our eyes, and they did a prayer. And all of a sudden they said, I see your hand in the back. And I went, oh my gosh, I bet you that's Terry. I bet you that's Terry. And all of a sudden Terry's hand reaches over to mine, and she's shaking. She's shaking, shaking, shaking. And I look up, and she's got tears just rolling down over her eyes. And I started getting tears rolling down my eyes, you know, because Holy Spirit does that, and it's emotional. And I knew what was going on in the Spirit, and the angels were rejoicing, and I was rejoicing inside, because, you know what, I had something to do with this. Why? Because I'm a servant, and because I was faithful, and I did what God asked me to do. And I invited somebody to come to an event, and it was just the most amazing thing. And this happened two Saturdays ago, and that was so exciting. I'm thinking, thank you, God, for doing that. Thank you, God, that I got to be part of that. And Heather just loved it. And you know what the beautiful thing was, is that I double booked myself, which it's not uncommon. I try to cut myself in half and to be two places at one time. Do you do that? It's crazy sometimes. But anyway, so I had to leave. So I had Omari, who is one of my inspectors in San Diego, come to man the booth so I could leave, because I had a wedding, a very special wedding that I wanted to attend. And I was supposed to do photographs and video and all of that. So I hurried up and I left the conference and wished off to the wedding, which was wonderful. And Terry And Heather said, "We got this, Sue. Go ahead and go. It's okay. We'll do the booth until Omari gets here." So here's my two girlfriends who really don't know my business at all, but man, they have a servant's heart. And they were there and they answered what questions they could. They got the information that they needed to get. And they just said, "Go, we got this one." And it was so awesome to have friends that are just willing to do that. And it just, I don't know, it was just wonderful. And what does that say? You know, that is leadership. It's also servanthood, but it's also relationships. And you know, relationships are what it's all about. It's about relationships. And if you are so busy, here's the golden nugget for some of you. If you are so busy that you don't have time to be there for another person because you're not calling, you're not emailing, you're not texting, you're not doing anything to connect. Love that word, connect. I think that'll be on my tombstone, connect. But if you don't take the time to connect and love on people that you love, then you're not doing what God wants you to do. And I'm guilty for this. I'm guilty at this too. And every day I struggle because all of these things, like what I read to you about everything's coming at you that needs your time. And, you know, you get so divided in your schedules. But you know what? We need to really focus on what's important, and what's important is relationships. So take the time to say hi. Take the time to say, "I love you." Take the time to just say, "You know, I was thinking about you and I just want you to know that, you know, I'm doing this thing and I want you to be there," or, you know, "Hey, I can't go, but maybe you could go," or something like that. But just be thinking about people and figuring out how you can make their life just a little bit easier, a little bit better. Or maybe you just need to encourage or inspire somebody today, because we all can do that, right? We all have the gifts to do this. At what level? Different for each person. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show on your flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Thank you so much, KPRZ, the San Diegans, for listening, and even up north. We go, this show is syndicated, and it goes from San Diego all the way up the coast, as far as E. coli, termite, and pest management goes, and then some, because now we have the internet, and the internet allows people, that friends that I have in Paris and London and anywhere else, to listen to the show, and it's so exciting, and I just love it. So moving on my life, this isn't about me, but I just think that it's important for you to see that, you know what, I have trials and tribulations happening. I have all of these calendar scheduled events that come at me, and I have to decide, okay, what am I going to do? What do I have to miss? And I hate missing anything. I'm just here to tell you, I'm one of those people that I'm a joiner and I don't like to miss anything. So man, it is tough to try to fit it all in, but you know, we all do our best, don't we? So after the wedding conference and after the wedding and everything, then another week starts and I start into the week and I'm looking at another business that I possibly might take on and, you know, evaluating all of that. All the while, I am struggling with this eye thing, which if you've been listening to my show, you know that on October 24th, I had eye surgery, and it was not something that I had to. It wasn't like I had glass in my eye or anything like that. I had a growth on my eye called a pterygium, and I wanted it removed because it was causing me to have a red eye, and it was annoying. It was getting more and more annoying. I've had it for years, but it was getting more annoying, and I thought, you know what? I better take care of this. So I went in, and I thought I had the best surgeon with my insurance, and I thought I asked enough questions, but what I've realized is I did not ask enough questions, and we are, for lack of knowledge, people perish, and for lack of knowledge, your eye can be screwed up for life. And you know what? I'm angry at myself that I wasn't more pressing in and researching and getting information. This is my eye. So, you know, I want you to learn from this, is that we need to ask enough questions and get enough information to make the best decision. How many times in your life have you made decisions and afterwards regretted it? You've regretted the decision you made because maybe you didn't take enough time. You didn't do enough research. You know, maybe you didn't pray about it enough. Maybe you didn't ask God. You know, whatever the thing, whatever the reason is for regret, wouldn't it be nice if we could live our life with no regret? Wouldn't that be a wonderful place to live? But I regret having the surgery, and I regret the choices that I made in getting this done. I regret now, but looking back, you know, hindsight, woulda, shoulda, couldas, and all those things. But I'm trying to protect you and tell you that instead of going through this pain or other pains, to stop and have caution and make sure that you count the cost on any decision that you're going to make. This is so strong with me right now because I have to deal with this eye every single day. And looking at my face right now, you can see that there is definitely a difference in the sides of my face. I can't wear makeup on one side because I don't want a speck of mascara to get into my eyeball because I have this raw area on the inside of my eye. There is no white on the inside of my eye. I mean, that's kind of disgusting. It looks sick. And I could wear an eye patch, which I'm thinking very seriously about doing. But then, you know, I mean, that draws attention that I don't want. So, you know, it's like, so I'll get into more detail on my eye a little later. But, you know, I just really want to caution you that you need to ask enough questions. Because to be a leader, you've got to ask questions. To make decisions, you need to ask the right questions. My show last week, the Lord revealed something to me in the elevator. Kind of funny, but he does that. You know, sometimes it's brushing the teeth, sometimes it's when I'm washing my hair, and sometimes it's on the ride from the fifth floor of the parking structure to the first floor when I'm getting ready to go into the studio at the station. So what he revealed to me last week was so incredible to me. And what it was I was asking the Lord, I'm like, what is the most important thing I could say to somebody right now about leadership? What is one of the most important things? And one of the most important things is asking the right questions and asking enough questions. And then I broke down the word because I was saying, okay, define question. How do you define question? And then I divided the word. And if you can visualize quest, question, quest. And then the second part is eye on. And because of my eye, it really made sense to me. But eye on quest. Anything you're doing, I quested for my eye to be better. I quest for me to be the best leader I can be. I quest to be the best mother I can be. I quest to be the best Christian I can be and be a leader. And so in order for me to have those quests, just like you have quests, what do you want to be good at? What are you striving for? You have to have your eye on it. Have your eye on it, your ears on it, your senses, all your senses on that quest. Be clear on what your quest is. Clarity is so important. But understand what your quest is and go after it fervently. Go after it with all your heart, but ask the right questions and ask enough questions to where you don't live in a place of regret. I'm hoping you're getting this. I hope you're getting this because there's someone out there that really, really, really needs to hear this. And the time is now. It's timely. It's a timely thing that you need to pay attention to. The Lord wants you to pay attention. The Lord wants you to have eye on quest. Ask the right questions. Get the right answers. Be clear on what it is you're doing. And make sure that you're the one that is supposed to be doing it. Is there somebody else that could be doing it? Make sure you're the right person for the job because you were given gifts and you need to work in your gifts because there's somebody else that has other gifts. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespelledlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you, Ecola, for allowing us to be on this show and for sponsoring this show. If you'd like to be a sponsor on this show, just get a hold of me and we can talk about that. Also, Learning to Breathe is a book that I just wrote. It really is an informative book. And do you know that we breathe 14,000 times in a day? Did you know that 1 out of 8 children have asthma in California? That's amazing, and it's getting more and more all the time. And so Ecola is here to take care of problems, and one of the triggers is pesticides and products that can be used, and maybe there's something else we can do to remedy the problem without those things in there. So let's just put our heads together and figure out what those things might be, and that's what we do. We individualize the best solution for your individual needs. So I was talking about my eye. I was talking about the conference. I was talking about servanthood. I was talking about relationships. And moving forward, I'm going to go into how that eye ties into all of this. And part of it was the eye on, but I'll go into more detail in a minute because I want to talk about the following Saturday. The following Saturday, I was given tickets for the Toby Mac, Mandisa, Matt Stewart, I think is his name. I'm trying to think of all the people that were there. There were so many artists, and they were all amazing. And it was on Saturday. And so I was asked, do you want 2 or 4? And I said, oh, gosh, I'll take 4. And so then I invited my daughter, Tiana, and I invited my sister, Darcy. And I had one more ticket. And so Tiana asked one of her roommates to come. So it was a really nice time. And, you know, before this day, because of my eye and everything, I feel very beat down. I feel exhausted, which isn't my normal. And I'm not a complainer. I'm far from a complainer. And I can take a lot of pain. I really can. I'm a fighter. But in this case, it's a gnawing pain. It never leaves. It's just there all the time. And it's annoying. I blink a lot. I'm messing with my eyelashes a lot because I always think that there's like, it feels like a hair in my eye. And it's very red and raw. And so, you know, I'm tired and worn out, and I'm just feeling like empty. Do you ever feel like your tank is just on empty? And, you know, you just need to get it filled up, but, you know, sometimes it's difficult to do that. So I was very tired, and I really didn't feel like going to this, but I had invited, relationally, I had invited the people that I love to go to this concert, you know? And so on the way to the concert, just so happens that, you know, my radio show was playing on. It was on. It was the time that my show was on. And here I was in the car with my daughter listening to my show. And it was just kind of an amazing thing. And I had talked about her a little bit and everything. And it was just kind of, I don't know, it was kind of strange. I mean, can you imagine what I'm talking about right now? It was kind of interesting. We get into the concert and sitting there. And then she went off to the bathroom. And I'm sitting there in my seat. And I'm looking around. And I'm seeing all of this going on. It was at the Forum, and I had never been to the Forum, and you know, the parking was $25, and I had a hard time with that because I was thinking, parking? $25 for parking? I mean, that just blew me away because my ticket was free. You know, I got 4 tickets for free because of relationships, because someone cared enough to offer me the tickets, which thank you very much from the Fish. You know, so here I sit, and I'm frustrated with that, and my daughter, she offered to pay, but she only had a credit card, and they only took cash, so lucky her. Not so lucky for me, but anyway, kind of funny, side note. But anyway, so we get in, and I park, and I ask the attendant, because they were, you know, flashlighting us into places, and I'm kind of funny about my car. I don't want to park, you know, in a mishmash. I like to park on an end so I don't get dinged, you know, and all that stuff. Plus, I have graphics on my car, and obviously, you know, I kind of like having the graphics apparent, you know, somewhere where people can see them because, you know, I'm trying to run a business and I'm looking for opportunities to get more customers because I want customers to know about Ecola and I want customers to know that there are choices out there that maybe they don't know. They're not educated. They haven't asked enough questions to know that there's other options maybe out there to take care of their termite, pest control, attic needs. So I kind of like am a walking billboard, a driving billboard. You know, I'm just constantly you know, a billboard. And Roland is sitting across from me and he's laughing because I'm wearing my Termite Lady belt right now. And if you don't know about that, it's a whole nother story. But anyway, so I'm there and I'm beat down. My eye is just in pain, my headache. I just constantly headache. And then the bright lights start showing and I'm like, I can't handle the bright lights because of my eye. And so I'm sitting there and I want to receive what's there. I really want to enjoy the moment, but yet I've got all of these negative things happening to me at the same time. And so, you know, one singer comes on. I can't remember who they were, but they were kind of like a young group that, you know, I just really don't like that kind of loud banging noise. I mean, I kind of sound like my mother right now, but you know, you get what I'm saying here. And then I was like, oh boy, I'm in for it. If this is what it's about, then I'm not really going to like this too much. But I love Toby Mac. I love Mandisa. You know, there were other, I can't remember who the other people were, but it's okay. Anyway, so moving on, that one band got off and I was so thankful when that band got off and I don't know who they were. But anyway, so then it started into the real show and my daughter came and we hugged and then my sister was a little late and she came and we hugged and we're all there and we're standing up and we're, you know, they said a prayer at the very beginning, which is so neat to be at a concert and to actually, you know, just worship the Lord. And in such a large group and in this kind of forum, that's, concerts are usually not like that, but it was so wonderful. And if you have not been to a Christian concert, go, by all means go. Anyway, I was so encouraged and inspired. And the reason I was is because the words, you know, listening to the words of the songs and hearing the stories, you know, these people that are writing these words on a page and then their gift is singing and writing and all this, that, you know, I mean, they just spoke right into me. They spoke into my heart. They spoke into my soul. And they said, you are stronger and you are an overcomer and you are going to keep on going, sister. You just keep on going. And I know that everyone in that place was encouraged, inspired, and lifted up. And, you know, we are called to do that to one another. And this place, it took everything I had to get there. Have you ever been somewhere where, you know, even sometimes just getting to church is a tough thing, isn't it? Sometimes. And you know the times when it's the most difficult to get somewhere that you think you're supposed to go to, that the more opposition you have, the more you need to dive in and thrust through because God has something really important for you there and the devil doesn't want you to get it. Do you get that? The Satan wants to get in there and just not allow it to happen. He wants to block all success, all of the good things that God has for you. He wants to block that. Because we are called to do what God has created us to do. And the devil doesn't want us to accomplish that, does he? So I'm there, I'm getting all of that, and there was Mandisa. Now, Mandisa is this most beautiful woman, and she just takes over. She just is amazing. Her smile just glows from wall to wall. You know, it's incredible. And my daughter, she's, when we were driving there, she goes, Mom, I looked up Mandisa a little bit and heard a little bit of her story. And I said, well, share it with us. You know, let's hear the story. And she said that she was on American Idol and that Simon said something negative about her weight when she was leaving the stage. And Mandisa heard it and it broke her heart. It really pierced her to the max. And Mandisa is not a small framed woman. She's heavy set and struggles. And here she is. She's got a voice like you would not believe. And her spirit and her heart is just so full of God's love and God's joy. And here's this person who just pierced her with his words. And she was called back later. And she had gone through a lot of things, like she wasn't sure if she wanted to go back on stage because of this, you know, negativity. But she decided to pierce through and thrust through and get back up there. But nationally, on national television, she stood up there and she said to Simon, she said, Simon, I have something I have to say to you. And I don't know the exact words, but basically overview, I'm good with overviews, is she said that basically that she heard what he had said and that his words, you know, can cause a lot of harm. And that she is called from her Heavenly Father to forgive. And she told him on national television that she forgave him. And Simon's life was changed, I'm sure, and his heart sunk and his head sunk, and he felt so, so bad, as he should, but he felt so, so bad because he didn't realize just the depth of his words. We can be so cruel, can't we, in this world? We can be so cruel and judgmental. I want you to check that within your own spirit. You know, because, you know, what does it say about cast the first stone, you know, living in a glass house, and those that have not sinned, cast the first stone. You know, our nature is we can be very judgmental and we can be very critical. And just watching Mandisa and all of the good she did, even just for me, this little old person who, you know, who cares, but for me, she just inspired me and lifted me up. And I'm going to read some of the words. Roland was kind enough to download the lyrics to one of the songs. There's two of them that she sings right now that I want to get on a tape and just listen to over and over and over again, because they are so encouraging in this life where we have so many negative things coming at us, okay? Whatever it is you may be going through, I know he's not going to let it get the best of you. And then the chorus, you're an overcomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going under because God is holding you right now. You might be down for a moment, feeling like it's hopeless. That's when he reminds you that you're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. Everybody's been down, hit the bottom, hit the ground. Ooh, you're not alone. Just take a breath. Don't forget, hang on to his promises. He wants you to know you're an overcomer. The same man, the great I am, the one who overcame death, he's living inside of you. So just hold tight, fix your eyes on the one who holds your life. There's nothing he can't do. He's telling you, take a breath, don't forget, hang on to his promises. You're an overcomer. And you know what? I am just saying that over and over and over in my life. Every morning I wake up with all the things coming at me that are negative, my eye, my headaches, all the business things that come at me, personal things that are coming at me. And you can do the same. And it's as easy as just saying, I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. Another song she has is Stronger. And the word stronger, getting into Mandisa and that story, more of that story was, is that she said, she was interviewed, and she said that she was going in to record the song Stronger. And she wasn't feeling strong at all, because after this thing with Simon, she had gone on a quest to lose weight. And she wasn't really being as successful as she wanted to be. And I don't know how many months has gone by. It could have even been a year. I don't know. But she went in on either, I think it was right around Valentine's Day. It was either February 14th or 15th. She went in to record. And the day that she went in to record Stronger, she wasn't feeling strong at all. And she just had to take everything she had to sing the song. And I really recommend you listen to those words very carefully. Because she's talking about being stronger through opposition, you know, when you get pushed down and, you know, that you realize what you're made of and that what God has created you to be, and you realize that you are stronger than the things that are coming at you. So whatever you're going through right now, that's another song that you can listen to, because you are getting stronger and we are overcomers and we can overcome all things. We just have to have Christ in the center of our lives and know that he's right there with us, and we can fight all of these things that are going on. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And if you want to share this show with someone else, please go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and you can share it with other people. So she went in to record Stronger, and she didn't feel up to be, she didn't feel very strong at the moment. Have you ever been there where you felt like you had to be an actress and be something you're not, and then all of a sudden you become that because you had to? You know, you put on that face or that whatever, just to get through whatever it is you need to get through for the moment. And a neat story was, is that after she did the song, or before she did the song, I don't remember which way it was, she got on the scale and she had lost 100 pounds. And so she talks about that and being victorious in that. And what a wonderful story that is, isn't it? Because we are overcomers. So after the concert, I was lifted up and I was like, okay, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I am an overcomer and I am stronger because of everything I've been through. And same goes for you. You are an overcomer and you are stronger today than you were yesterday, and we can do this together and you can make it happen. So that was Saturday. Sunday, I was exhausted. And Sunday is a day of rest. I don't have many days of rest. I really don't. How about you? You know, but we are called to rest. And I had a word spoken to me many, many months ago to somebody that was on the show. His name was Larry. And he said, I have one word for you from the Lord. And I said, what's that? And he said, preserve. And I'm like, I'm used to persevere. That word comes easy off my tongue, persevere. But preserve is not a word that comes easily for me. And his words were to preserve me because I have a specific calling on my life to inspire. And I'm doing things that other people could be doing. And in doing that, I'm wearing myself out for what God has called me to do. Can you relate to this? Are these words hitting home to anyone out there? Because, you know, we are called for a specific purpose. But if we're doing everybody else's thing and doing other people's gifts that they could be doing, you're not giving enough time and energy, just like Mandisa. Mandisa needs to focus on writing songs and encouraging and singing these songs with the most amazing angelic voice. Same with Toby Mac. I mean, what an amazing guy. I want to perform to one of his songs, Get Back Up Again. And he played, it was his final song. And it was just spoke so much to me because I needed to get back up after a wheelchair. I need to get back up again. Do you need to get back up again? You know, this is a second time, you know. God is a God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances, isn't he? I want to read more from this book because it goes right along with what we're talking about. It says, refuse to worry. In this world, there will always be something enticing you to worry. That is the nature of a fallen, fractured planet. Things are not as they should be, so the temptation to be anxious is constantly with you, trying to worm its way into your mind. The best defense is continual communication with me, richly seasoned with thanksgiving. That is key there. Thanksgiving. In all things, give thanks. Awareness of my presence fills your mind with light and peace, leaving no room for fear. This awareness lifts you up above your circumstances, enabling you to see problems from my perspective. Live close to me. Together we can keep the wolves of worry at bay. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? That's in Luke 12:25. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Boy, that's really good words right there, isn't it? Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, those of you that feel beaten down, I can relate to you. I totally can. But I'm telling you right now that when you wake up in the morning, it's a new day. And every new day brings on new things. New challenges, yes, but new blessings also. And it's up to us to look for them and receive them and in all things give thanks. And I can tell you that as you go through the day, every single day, there's going to be things coming at you. But you know what? If you realize and you really believe that God is walking right alongside you and that you are an overcomer and you're going to be stronger every day, it changes everything. There's this little twitch that happens in your brain. And I'm just, you know, just because of that concert, because somebody gave me tickets, the Fish gave me 4 tickets, and I got to share that with people that I love. And having relationships and knowing that, you know, a life has been saved because of the radio show and because I was faithful, a faithful servant. I'm amazed every minute. And the eye surgery, here's the next thing, is Saturday. Concert, very exciting, very up and full of love and life and encouragement. Sunday, very calm, peaceful day. And I rested. I vacuumed and I cleaned my place because I really enjoy having a clean place. But I also spent a lot of time with the TV on, and I cannot believe how many infomercials are on Sunday. I cannot believe it the whole day. But there was so much there on those infomercials that I learned from. I learned about what motivates people. I learned about marketing. I learned about things that are being offered and what people are wanting to hear and what people are wanting. There was so much that I got. I wouldn't have received that if I wouldn't have taken the time to just rest and just pay attention. You know, it was just amazing. And then Monday morning came, and Monday morning I had a full schedule. I went into work. I had a new hire that I was working with. I had a staff meeting, and then I had to leave and go to a new eye surgeon. It's my 4th opinion on my eye. And my little sister, who lives all the way in Costa Mesa, drove all the way. She has 2 little kids. She's got a practice she's dealing with. But you know what? This makes me cry, because my little sister took time out of her life to drive just to be with me at that surgeon's thing, because she's so worried about her sister Sue that she took time out of her busy schedule to drive up to make sure that I asked the right questions. And she supported me. And I said, Darcy, you don't need to do this. She goes, Susie, you've been there for me my whole life. It's the least I can do. And I thought, wow, I am so blessed to have a sister like her. And I am so blessed that I have relationships the way I do, that I just feel so grateful and so thankful for everything, every issue, every problem, every challenge, everything that's happened up to this point. has made me who I am. Just the same goes for you, that you are a byproduct of everything that's happened. Now, here's the good news. Here's the big thing for you. Here's the big thing is that, you know, as long as you have breath, there is hope. And I'm a big thing about this breath thing. This breath thing, breathing is really huge because I have to remind myself to do it. But also because I wrote a book on learning to breathe, go figure. But the other part of this is that we need to breathe and we need to take in all that God has for us and realize that, you know what? We are overcomers and we are stronger because of things we've been through. You are not a victim. You are an overcomer. And you know what? We need to take what we've learned and use it. Use it for other people to overcome whatever obstacles are coming up. Be there to pick up your brother or your sister. Be there. Love one another. Don't be judgmental. Don't be critical. Love one another. Today, here's another thing. Okay, that was Monday. Okay, today, here's my schedule today. Here it goes. Are you ready for this? I woke up in the morning and I looked at my emails as I always do, and there were quite a few things that came over my email that needed to be addressed. I needed to transfer monies because I needed to transfer monies to pay bills, you know, those things. I got to work. I decided that I wasn't going to get into work my normal time, my early time, because I'm going to be working till 10 o'clock tonight. And so I decided that I would rest a little bit, preserve myself a little bit, and just take it easy for a minute. And so I did. Then I got up, got dressed, and then I had a wardrobe dilemma because I have to wear this for that and this for that and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I got that straightened out. Okay, then I put makeup on one eye, which I look funny right now because I only have makeup on one eye. But you know what? I needed to have that one eye with makeup on it because I haven't had makeup on my eyes for 3.5 months. And I thought, no, I'm just going to do one eye because I can't do the other eye. So what? Okay, so there we go on that. I get to work and the first thing my bookkeeper says is, oh, did you get my message? I'm like, no. And she goes, oh, I got a call from, Melissa got a call from some guy where one of our truck drivers, some of the stuff fell off of the back of the truck and hit their car and they want to talk to you. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was like in a hurry and I was trying to get to this Concordia University business principals meeting in Orange County. So I had to hurry up, get to the studio, and they drove me to Concordia and then I had to come back and I had to, you know, do a show, a radio show. And just blah, 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 right? And then I have to leave here and I have to go speak to a Mestec tribe about indoor air quality in Oxnard. So I'm like all over the place today. But I thought how wonderful it is that I can do that. How wonderful that I have a car. How wonderful that I've got legs that I can walk because there was a time when I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do that. And how wonderful I do have my sight. I can see out of both eyes, even though one is a mess. I can still see out of it. And I thought how wonderful that I can do all of this. And being at that Concordia thing. There was a gentleman who was talking about being the CEO, and he is the CEO of Diamond Almonds, and he was talking about being clear about what it is he felt God was leading him to do, and then all of a sudden he got this proposal to come work for Diamond Almonds. And the interesting thing is that everything that he did up to that point led him to be the right person for this position. And he moved his family from there to here, and now they're all living in California, which what's not to love. But it was really amazing to just be there, and I just looked around the room at relationships, of all the relationships that are happening and things that are happening and how no matter where you are in life, you have relationships. Please, please take care of your relationships. That's really important, and be a servant and be a blessing and thank God for all you have. Until next week, please be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless.
Child, you're forgiven in love. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services.
Ah, it's a time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects.
Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.